Kavar tikbareno bayomahu. A pasuk in Parashas Kitzeitzei where the Gemara in Sanhedrin derives the biblical commandment to bury someone who was killed by Basin, by Haruge Basin. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin in Nigmar Hadin, the sixth parak, that there were special cemeteries for people killed by Basin. In fact, Skila and Strefa had their own, Herig and Chenek had their own, that even a Rush, you can't bury a Rush HaChamar into a Rush HaKal. And that's why we have a halacha, Ein Kovrin Tzadik Eitzel Rush. You can't bury a righteous person near a wicked person. That's the minug that every shul, every place, you know, have their own cemetery. So we assume everyone who goes to the same yeshiva, the same, we're not in the business of discussing, you know, who's a tzaddik, who's not. So basically, you know, the working assumption is you affiliate with this organization, this yeshiva, this shul, so you fit into the gamut. So whether it's true or not doesn't make a difference. That's the way it works, that you get buried in the cemetery, you know, unless you pick your own cemetery. So that's the halacha, that there's a din, clearly there's a din d'oraisa to bury someone who was killed by Haruge Basin. The shaila is, what about Shar Mesim? How do we know about others not killed by Basin? So the Gemara says, Shar Mesim, the Gemara seems to have a debate, whether Minayim, from where do we know that there's a mitzvah to bury Shar Mesim? So the Gemara quotes a Deah with Minayim, where do we know? And another Gemara, another Braisa, Remez. It's the same exact Gemara, except they use two different words. So the Lecha Mishnah points out, and others, that generally speaking, Minayin usually refers to a din d'oraisa, a biblical law, while Remez usually refers to a rabbinic law. So therefore, that's the 2 days in the Gemara on whether Kfura and Shar Mesim is biblical or rabbinical. And in fact, that's what the Lecha Mishnah points out. We have a general machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, on whether, how do we dorish extra words? Hanek Tanek, Hashev Tashev, Kavar Tikbarenu, Pasoa Tiftach. We find the Torah in many places as a double language. So Rabbi Akiva says, we even darshan every tag, every a little dot on top of a letter we learn in halacha, certainly an extra word. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's a question. Torah speaks, well, nisno atorah el malchay asher. The Torah wasn't given to angels, it was given to humans. And he takes it, we also agree to that, but Rabbi Yishmael says, and so too, the language of the Torah is written the way man speaks. And therefore, you can't deduce something from a double language. You just want to emphasize how important the mitzvah is. So it's the major debate in general between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. When we have an extra word in the Torah, can we learn out something additional? So Rabbi Akiva says yes. Hence, he says the second tikbareno is teaching me Shar Mesim. And the word Shar Mesim should be no worse than after Haruge Basin, the body decomposes, you put him back in the regular cemetery. So Shar Mesim is like Haruge Basin after they decompose. It's like after they decompose, you have to move them into a regular cemetery. So too Shar Mesim. And Rabbi Yishmael says, no, it is true, he believes in Kfura, but Pashas, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. We're zealous in rabbinic mitzvahs as well as biblical mitzvahs, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, based on this Lecha Mishnah, perhaps Kfura is only a rabbinical mitzvah. And in fact, that's how the Rambam learns, because the Shaila is, the Gemara goes through, what is the nature of the halacha of Kfura? Why do we have Kfura for? The Gemara goes into whether it's Kavod Achai or Kavod Ameis, honor to the living and honor to the dead. So, again, everyone agrees it's both. The question is, what's the Iker? So Gemara says, my nafkamina. The one practical difference the Gemara gives is that whether a person can say, I don't want to be buried. So if it's Kavod Hameis, then why not? If it's Kavod Achai, then there's nothing to do with him. In fact, that's the same debate they have by a hespa, by a eulogy. But by a eulogy, we paskin, it is Kavod Achai, and a person does have a right to forego a eulogy, except maybe if you're the Gadol Hador or the Melech. However, regarding Kfura, we assume halacha than that, that you don't have a right to. Nevertheless, that's the Gemara says. It depends on those, that opinion. So the question is, so when the Rambam writes, if someone says they don't want to be buried, this is, no, you don't listen to him, and that's the kavat to parenu. Shaila is he ignored the whole Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Lecha Mishnah explains, no. The way the Rambam warns the Gemara is, no. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, cover tik parenu, we learn out from the exot tik parenu, it's a din daraisa. So that's it. Discussion is over. But according to the second opinion, remez kfura, like Rabbi Yishmael, according to the Lecha Mishnah. So then, okay, so if the rabbis instituted, we want to know what's the nature of the din. Why did the rabbis institute kfura? So that's what they discuss, whether it's kavod achaya, kavod ames. So they point out, so the Rambam passage, I guess it's the raisa, and there's nothing to talk about. In fact, that's why we need to know another Gemara. The Mishnah in Baba Metzia talks about, the Torah talks about, not taking collateral from a widow. Because the concern is the widow's very poor, she might need the blanket, she might need the coat, therefore you have to return whatever that garment is during the day or night. However, the Gemara has a debate, what about if she's a wealthy widow? So it's a machokis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, whether darshinan taima dekra. Rabbi Yehuda says we are darshinan taima dekra. We aren't darshinan taima dekra, and therefore there's no difference whether she's rich or poor. You can't take the collateral. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says darshinan taima dekra. It's obvious why the Torah says it. We can figure it out, and therefore we are darshinan taima dekra. In general, we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, but in a case where it's built in, where it's an umdin, or it says it explicitly, like for instance, that's how some of us should point out, there's halacha that you're allowed to postpone a funeral to let the family get here because of kavod ames. So I always like pointing out, if the family's on vacation in Hawaii, in the Cayman Islands, and they are told about the death of a parent, they say, yeah, I'll be back in 2 months, then you do the kfura. But if they're on the way back, so clearly you wait for them because it's not kavod ames. So if the whole purpose of kfura is kavod ames, we want to make sure all these halachas of kavod ames, so it's not kavod ames to not have like the family there. So it's built in, that's the reason. So nevertheless, that's what so generally paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Eino Darshinan Taim at the Krah. So that's what the Rambam's writing here. The whole, so we paskin that kfur is the right to like Rabbi Akiva. Kavar tikfureno by Yomahu, even on Shar Mesim. So the question is, what about the Gemara? He says, no, he paskins Daraisa. But according to the Shita, that Kfur is Darabanan, so then maybe on a mitzvah Darabanan, you could discuss whether you're Darshinan Taim in Dakra. Because you have to know what did the rabbis have in mind when they did a mitzvah Darabanan. Again, so we have halachas of Lo Plug and other halachas, but that's how the Lecha Mishnah learns the Rambam. So therefore, well, halacha, that's where the Rambam paskin, so we paskin ain't shomim lo. So usually someone doesn't ask not to be buried, but today more popular is not, they want to be cremated. So we know cremation is prohibited in Jewish law. So there's a halachic reason and there's a theological reason. Halachic reason is that kavar tikvareno by yomahu, that if you burn the body, it's no longer you anymore. It's panim chadoshes bolakan. And therefore, even if you took the ashes, according to Rav Chaim Ozer Gruzinski, and put the ashes in the ground, that's not you anymore, and therefore you mavato a mitzvah's asay of kfura. From a theological point of view, they used to do it back then, it was a denial of Olam Haba, of Tchias HaMesim. That's it. Let's need closure, let's take the ashes and throw them in the ocean. So therefore, when we get closure, so that's it. So today, most people aren't doing it for theological reasons, they're doing it environmental. I guess environmental could be theological, but I mean, they're not doing it anti-Jewish. In fact, unfortunately, many don't even know when I speak to some people, what? The Torah is against cremation? So therefore, you know, it's a whole different world today. You have to know, obviously you might not, it depends on who has POA, what's legal. Obviously you have to try to persuade the person to do the burial. In fact, sometimes it's not even the person. The person himself never requested it, but the children want to do it. That's a separate, so you also need a persuasion. Some, you win some, you lose some. So so they point out that, so according to Rev Chaim Ozer Gruzinski, obviously then, if you take the ashes and put it in the ground, it's not cool, because he holds, it's Panim Chadash, based on a, based on what Chazal teaches, that if you, that a Kohen could come in touch, be in the same room with ashes from a dead person. So we see it's no longer considered a dead person. Others, I think, is Rav Yaakov Emden or Rav Shlomo Kugler. The Rugachev has a whole shtickle on it, that someone had pointed out that maybe, no, maybe it does have a din meis. But even though there's an isser, even though a Kohen, even though it's tahar and not tame, but there could be an isser to come in contact with the dead, even if you don't become tame. So perhaps according to some, if you assume it does have a din of a mace, so then maybe you could do it. Everyone agrees it's usher to do. The question is whether if you do it, is there a kiyum of putting ashes in the ground? So obviously what the, you might not have an option, because then it gets into different policies of the cemetery. And as well, the shaila someone comes out, sometimes, you know, amavdil ben kodesh l'chol. It's easy to make a choice between kodesh and chol. But amavdil ben kodesh l'kodesh, or amavdil ben chol l'chol, it's a much harder decision, as Rav Soloveitchik used to say. And sometimes you get a shaila is, they're going to do a cremation, but they're willing to forego the cremation to bury them in a non-Jewish cemetery, but not going to bury them in a Jewish cemetery. So, which one should you choose? So, you know, based on the post, it could be a machokas, but that it's better to do, better to bury a Jew in a non-Jewish cemetery than to cremate, because number one, cremation's permanent, that's it. But a non-Jewish cemetery, number one is you could work it out, maybe you have a fence there, maybe you're a certain distance away that you're not really in what halachically is considered a non-Jewish cemetery. And then, knowing that, but maybe you'll have a influence on the person, and maybe 6 weeks from now, 6 months from now, 6 years from now, the, you know, that maybe you could, cause persuade the family to go ahead and move the body into a Jewish cemetery. So therefore, that's the whole discussion on the mitzvah of kfuritz, clearitz daraisa by Haruge Beistin, by Shar Mesim. It's a debate we pass on as daraisa, and we assume that even though eulogy is optional in theory, when it comes to kfura, we go with the Rambam, ein shomin lo.